Gora says the state's performance funding system is a one-size-fits-all structure that favors large and growing campuses. She says schools like Ball State, which Gora believes is focused on quality rather than quantity, are penalized. She uses the example of giving funding preference to schools that produce more science, technology, engineering, or math degrees, the so-called STEM subjects. Gora says if a student who excels in math majors in math, the school gets an extra $20,000.
But let's say they decide to major in business. A lot of accounting majors were good in math. They want to major in business. They want to become a business owner. Well, we don't get that money. We lose that money because of a good choice that that student made for themselves.
Indiana University President Michael McRobbie says he supports the new funding formula if the state does its part.
For performance funding to be a sustainable model, appropriation of new state dollars is essential, especially at a time when investment in higher education and its importance to Hoosiers and the future of the state has never been higher.
McRobbie says IU's top funding priority is for rehabilitation and renovation dollars, essentially the upkeep of its buildings. The legislature chose not to provide any R&R funding in the budget passed 2 years ago, though the Commission for Higher Education is recommending that decision change in the new budget. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.